Wichita State University is running a campaign to have students support what they usually oppose, higher fees. The university will hold a student referendum in March to raise fees necessary to construct a new business building and renovate older buildings needing repair. Wichita State Acting President Rick Muma has been leading the push to convince students to approve the higher costs. KMUW's Stephen Basaha spoke with Muma about the referendum and his concerns about what the Kansas legislature will do about higher education funding.
I am concerned about it, and I spoke to the governor a couple of weeks ago, had a private meeting with her, and then this week, and I asked her about that. Obviously she's focused on K-12 Medicaid expansion, fixing the child welfare system. She's also put in her budget this year $9 million, which is the last bit of funding that was cut in fiscal year 17, which translates to about $700,000 to Wichita State, which is helpful. It's not the silver bullet in terms of what we need in terms of funding, but I think it's a step in the right direction.
Are you worried that higher education funding is what's going to be what gets compromised with all these other fights going on?
I'm concerned that we won't get significant growth in our funding if some of these things don't get worked out at the state level.
So in March, there will be this referendum at Wichita State voted on by students to raise the student infrastructure fee from $6 to $12 per credit hour, about $180 a year. And the university is campaigning hard to have students vote yes. Why is this increase necessary?
Well, new construction for academic buildings is not funded by the state. There's only a couple of ways to raise money for this, and that's private fundraising, which we've done. We've had a lot of success in raising almost $30 million for the new business school that we'd like to build. The other option is to raise student fees. There's not any other option to do that. I understand the students' concern and how difficult that is for them financially. We try to minimize that as much as possible and the amount that we settled on in terms of the priorities. We're focusing real hard in our last 2 years of our capital campaign to focus on raising more need-based aid for students. We've had a lot of success so far in doing that. But I do understand it's the hardship that it causes for students.
Some of the money would go towards repairing old buildings, but a large portion of that funding that would be generated by this fee would go towards a new business school. Several students I spoke with expressed some frustration about seeing new buildings go up on campus as older buildings face this growing backlog of repairs. Here's what one student said, Ashley Yancey.
Please, please fix the buildings we're actually using right now first, and then you can build your new buildings.
What do you say to students like Ashley?
Well, just to clarify that this referendum covers all new construction and new remodeling on the core part of the campus and then, of course, the new business building. What you typically see when universities focus on building a new engineering building or a new business building, that brings other resources to the institution because industry wants these state-of-the-art facilities for not only seeing the value that students would have in those facilities, but they also tend to invest more and have developed new internships and cooperative education experiences for students across the board. And that's, all rising tides lifts all ships. So I understand her issue with that, and I understand the concern that we haven't focused on the core part of the building. We should have been doing that all along the way, but as resources have been cut and the fact that we don't get any construction money for new projects, it's really limited us over the last several years to do that.
KMUW's Stephen Basaha spoke with Wichita State University Provost Acting President Rick Muma. Students will vote on raising fees to pay for a new business building and campus renovations starting on March 4th.